that they have an obligation for, they don't even know what you're talking about. Since your son. Chazal tell us that the Kabbalah HaTorah at Har Sinai, Kabbalah HaTorah Har Sinai, the Aseret HaDibros, Chazal tell us really are not just the Ten Commandments. The Chazal point out that all Taryag mitzvahs are derivatives from the Ten. So in reality, the Aseret HaDibros are all the mitzvahs in the Torah. You can, if you would list, as Chazal did, they would list over there the different mitzvahs under what category they would go. The Jewish people became a nation at Kabbalah HaTorah. There are certain mitzvahs that the Jews kept before, that even the others kept before, but as a nation, as a Klal Yisrael, came over there at the time from Kabbalah HaTorah at Har Sinai. The beginning of the parsha of Yishma Yisro, Yisro heard it. So Rashi, of course, it bothers Rashi. What did he hear? He heard about Yitzias Mitraim, and he heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. Yisro heard about Yitzias Mitraim, and he heard about the Yamsuf. And he comes over there to see Moshe and Klal Yisrael. So what's the kasha? The Chafetz Chaim and others ask the kasha. What do you mean the Yisro heard? The whole world heard. We say in the Oz Yashir, we learned last week, Parsha Shir over there, the nations trembled, the nations were afraid. They heard of all the great things that happened to Klal Yisrael. They heard about Yitzias Mitraim. They heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. Even the mud that was given before, they knew that the time of mud from the animals, they knew everything. They heard the great history of what happened to Klal Yisrael. So what's the Kiddush over there that Yisro heard? So for you to understand that, I would share for a moment something I think I discussed it in one of the shiurim when I was substituting here, but it's an important cloud in my own lifetime to relate to it, and then you can begin to understand what we're talking about here. There was an event that happened in my lifetime that is the first time that event happened in the history of all of humankind. It never, ever happened again. Before, rather. It never, ever happened before. And it happened in my lifetime. A human being was walking on the surface of the moon. I think I discussed this once this year. A human being. Until that time, people saw science fiction. They saw the moon. What are you talking about? I don't care if it was a Russian first, an American first, or a guy from Argentina first. I'm not talking about who got the credit for it. A human being walking on the surface of the moon went to the moon. The entire world stopped. The entire world stopped to see this. My parents, Aleihem Shalom, at that time were in Eretz Yisrael. It was in August 1969. In Meir Shorim, they had televisions out in the street that people should come out. Meir Shorim, the people should come out and see a human being walking on the surface of the moon. It was a worldwide event. The only place they didn't have it, not because they didn't want it, they were dying to see it, but they couldn't. China and Russia blackened it out because they didn't want America to get credit for it. But in Africa, South America, everywhere in the world was watching. Here is a human being walking on the moon. Transfixed. Transfixed. That was the first time human beings walked in. That since the history of human beings since creation, the first time a human being walks on the moon, gets to the moon when he walks there. The second time, they already showed it as well. Of course, in all the television stations, they cut in to show a human being walking on the moon again. It just happened. People were complaining that it was taking off their soap opera. or there was a golf match that was there was a golf game that was playing, and here they cut into the golf game. And here you got to see a human being walk them. We already saw it once. Such a fantastic event that happened, and already after the first time, it's not nobody's interested anymore. Get back to the movie. Get back to the soap opera. I don't want to see that. All right, it's old hat already. It's old hat. Human being walking on the moon. How is it possible that in such a brief period of time, at such a literally an earth-shaking event, can have such an impact? And the answer is that's human nature. No matter how great something is, it doesn't last. It doesn't last. This is the chilek. Yisrael heard. The whole world heard. We say in Oz Yashir, the nations trembled. Those who were close were petrified. Those who were far away, they were they heard of the great miracles happen. We say it every day in Oz Yashir. Yisrael also heard. What was the difference? Yisrael heard that event, and it transformed him. He became a different person. The other nations heard what Yisrael heard, but they went back to their daily life. It didn't mean anything to them after the event. They then, once again, became the enemies of Klal Yisrael. They went to destroy Amalek, heard about it. All the nations heard. But there was no change in their lives. It was the same. Despite knowing and seeing and hearing, even Mitzrayim, the Makos, the Chachomim of Egypt have to say, Espel Okimi, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even Paro's aware of the fact. The last five, Hashem is Makshe his heart. But before that, he saw, impressed. No, at the end result, they all voluntarily went to go chase after the Jewish people to go kill the Jews. How is it possible that after such nisim, it doesn't have an effect on people? And yet, that's the mitzias of people. This concept that when Klal Yisrael comes to receive the Torah, it is the only time in the history of mankind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to human beings and collectively. 5-6 million people there, the Shishim Ribu, with the women, with children, with the talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself publicly to a nation, not as individuals, in the Nevi'im, even before that, but publicly to a nation. All of Klal Yisrael is there. They heard and they saw. Such an event takes place. And what is the first the Aseres HaDibros? Ani Anoche Hashem Lakech Asher Hotzei Sicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. The first is you should know that there is a creator in the world. I am your God. So Yehuda Levi and the Kazari and others, they raise a question. If you were going to point out the very first mitzvah is Amunah in Hashem, that there is a creator, wouldn't it make more sense to say you're giving that first mitzvah, belief in Hashem, Anoche Hashem Elokecha Asher Bara Es HaShamayim Es HaAretz. I am the Lord your God who created you and the entire universe. I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu who created the universe and everything in it. It would think that that is how what the first mitzvah would be. Belief in a Kodesh Baruch Hu who created the entire universe and everything in it. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Anoch Hashem Lakech Asher Hotzei Sicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. I'm the Lord your God who took you out of Egypt. Chalila, you would think that's small potatoes. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire universe and everything in it. You should believe in Hashem. And here he says over there, I took you out of Egypt. What is this question? The Rambam says, this mitzvah saseh, the Rambam counts it as the first of the Taryag mitzvahs. Others say that it's a hakdama to all the others, but the Rambam counts it as mitzvah in itself, of emunah b'Hashem, But the Rambam explaining this mitzvah says there's this mitzvah in the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi points out, you would think that would say in the emunah of there being HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the emunah and Hashem, doesn't it say over there in the knowledge? What's the difference between knowledge and belief? The difference of knowledge and belief. That in itself is a whole discussion which the Chazal can have, but the college of knowledge in the name. The answer is, when it comes to creation of the universe, that's a concept of belief. You weren't there. You didn't experience it. It's the concept of emunah, belief. Rabbi Yehuda points out, Yetzias Mitzrayim, what the Jewish people went through, the concept of knowledge. In other words, the emunah you should know because of the experience Klal Yisrael went through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm the Lord your God who created the universe. I created the universe. I wasn't there. I mean, I believe I have emunah in that, but I wasn't there to see. But Yetzias Mitzrayim, every Jew then experienced it. Every Jew saw it. Every Jew experienced it. Every Jew saw the Makas Mitzrayim. Every Jew saw Kriyas Yamsuf. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people later, before he dies, he says, I'm reminding you of what happened. You didn't hear this from your Zeta. You didn't hear this. You didn't have to go through it, hearing it from your father, your grandfather. You personally experienced it. You personally experienced it. And this is something that you have to retain. Chazal point out that Kabbalah Satorah, not only were those Jews there, but every neshama of the future of Klal Yisroel was also there. Every Jew, in the future that would be born, their neshamas were there. Every ger, his neshama was there. Right? This was something that was universal. People always ask the question, why is it that everything we say, Zeichet Tzias Mitzrayim? Every mitzvah, you take a look at all the time. Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim, and every mitzvah, Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim, Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim, Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim. Of all things, why is it Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim? What was the significant to that we constantly say that every mitzvah, we say brachas, Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim? And the answer is because this is something that was experienced by them. The concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the concept over there of Avodim Hayinu, is that you every year have a Pesach. You sit at the table. Every Jew has an obligation to go through that experience that we ourselves were Yetzias Mitzrayim. This was an event that happened historically to Klal Yisrael. And as great as that event is, there's a tendency of a human being to say, okay, that was 4,000 years ago. I don't have to go crazy. I mean, I don't have 4,000 years. No, it's the concept of refreshing. There is a chiyuv of every day you have a chiyuv of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. There is a mitzvah to you remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. We say it with Kriya Shema, we say it in the davening. Of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is that important? Because this is something as a human being you yourself experienced. Your neshama, past generations experienced it. So when we say Shema Yisrael, and we see Kabbalah HaTorah is so integral and so important to Klal Yisrael that we have to remember these events that took place. Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the difference is, when Yisrael heard it, and the nations of the world heard it, what was the difference in their reaction? What was the difference? To Yisro, it completely transformed him. As I'll tell us, when Yisro first came to see Moshe, even though he had given up Avodah Zorah, but he was not yet so close to Klal Yisro. It was after only he came there to Moshe, it was under his influence that in fact it even became more of a commitment. The other nations of the world heard the same thing. But it didn't affect them in any way. Didn't affect them in any way. They heard Yetzias Mitzrayim. They heard over there Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayava Amalek. Amalek comes to kill the Jewish people. The other nations are at least afraid to start up. Amalek comes and he says, okay, all right, so what's, that was yesterday's news. So what's it got to do with me today? This is the personalities of human beings that we have to get used to this. We live in a society that literally there are breakthroughs every day. If somebody will tell you, well, big news, that was yesterday's news. In other words, you get a newspaper every day. What do you do with yesterday's newspaper? Yesterday, you couldn't wait for the paper to come. Had to see the news. What is yesterday's newspaper worth today? You use yesterday's newspaper to wrap your fish in today. It doesn't have chashivas anymore. Today's paper, you're waiting for the delivery boy to deliver your paper. You have to see what's going on in the world. Yesterday's newspaper, you can't sell it anymore. It's useless. Right? You use it to wrap up your garbage. We are so accustomed now to getting news that used to be every day. Now with the internet, you can get the news. Now news is a 24-hour cycle. People would wait. When the television first came out, news was in the evening. It was a big thing. The three, ABC, NBC, CBS, you heard the news at 6:30 news. That was the news. So the whole day people would wait, they would get the news in the evening. Now you can turn on 24/7 at any time, you get the world news. 3 o'clock in the morning, you turn on, you see, oh, what's the news now? What's the news now? Oh, the other news, yesterday's news, that doesn't mean anything anymore. You live in a society now. You live in a world society in which old news is of no value. The fact that a human being walked on the moon, how many of you have ever seen the picture of a human being, the first human being walking on the moon? How long did it impress any of you? And impressed, big deal, right? Right? If you think Christopher Columbus coming to the New World was big news, a human being walking on the moon was bigger news. The whole world watched. Now it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. I talked to a generation where things change literally every, right? When I was your age, it was inconceivable that a human being should walk around with a phone. No such thing as a handphone. The only one who had handphones was Dick Tracy in the comic books. Nobody else had a handphone. It was all make-believe. First satellite. Russia sent up the first satellite. Right? We sent up the first satellite, took the news over there that we didn't even know what would happen when we first sent this up. So they were afraid to send a human being. They tied a monkey in the satellite. And he went around the world first. They were even afraid to try a human being. Yesterday, India sent up one satellite, one rocket, that had over 130 satellites in it. At 130 and one rocket. It doesn't even make the news. It's every day. Nothing's new. That's why there is a chiyuv of every day. We have a chiyuv of zecher litzias mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you will make a chiyuv on yourself to remember yitzias mitzrayim. It has a direct impact on you. That's the Kabbalah Satorah of zecher yitzias mitzrayim, and also with Oz Yasher we say the Shira. Before we start Baruch Hu, the Oz Yasher, every day we say that to remind us of the Nes that happened. Not only to them, but also to us as well. The Nisim happened of Kabbalah Satorah, so the Ar Neshamas were there. We need a constant reminder of that, because that's what we live by. When you Merkabal that, O Malchus Shemayim, you become a different person. You're a different person. You have a chiyuv every day of saying Shema Yisrael twice a day. He says, okay, I go to the synagogue Yom Kippur. I say it when I go there. They sing it when they take out the Torah. Hear, O Israel. No. You have a chiyuv twice a day and 24 hours to be mekabel olam b'shamayim. That has to be part of your personality. And when you do that, then other things fall into place. If you don't have that, then it becomes an old historical fact that you're not interested in. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that. And Moshe Rabbeinu clearly understood that when he told it to Israel. Ki yishol ho bincha. If your child will ask you. If your child will ask you. Your child will ask you. What is this? What you will tell them about Yetzias Mitzrayim. The concept of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not only every day, but we have a chiyuv every Pesach. You know, that's one of the asay to eat a Korban Pesach. There's only two mitzvahs asay for which there's a chiyuv chorus. If you have an opportunity to do the mitzvah and you don't do it. Any other Easter chorus is only with a losasa, certain negative commandments you don't. But two positive commandments is only bris milah. If you have an opportunity to have a bris and you don't give yourself a bris. Or you don't eat the Korban Pesach when you have a chiyuv and you have an opportunity to eat the Korban Pesach. Those are the only two mitzvahs that are mitzvahs asay. That if you don't keep them, it's an Issur Karas. The whole concept of what Mitzrayim is. Right? For Bachurim who are in the yeshiva, I say this specifically to you because you live in a society that old news is not important and that everything is new. Everything is new and improved. Everything. Toilet paper is new and improved. Right? Dental floss is new and improved. Yearly cars, new models, new and improved. Detergent, new and improved. Everything is new and improved. Everything is new and improved. The old one is not good anymore. The old one, that's old news. Right? You live in a society that functions on that. You live on the society, the latest news, breakthrough news, with this news thing, this news thing. But there are certain realities that are permanent, that never change. That they're just as new today. And it says, Chazal say, that the mitzvah should be like they were given today, not like they were given 3,000. Their attitude should be like they were literally given today. That's how you have to have a chiyuv to feel. And this is Kabbalah Sol Mal Shemayim and the concept of Mamad Har Sinai. And with Mamad Har Sinai, not only the Taseres Adibras, Chazal tell us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, they couldn't understand because literally included in it was all of Torah. In the Aseres Adibros, and that's why later on this says they saw and they heard. They saw and they heard. When you see something, you can see 1,000 things at one time. You scan, you see 1,000 things. To hear, you can really only hear one thing at a time. The Gemara tells us, you can't hear two conversations at the same time. It's not clear. To hear, you hear one at a time. To see, you can see 1,000 things at one time. The concept over there is that they heard, but it was the whole Torah at once, and they couldn't understand. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to go back and had to, or is the concept, they say, the Ksav. What happened to the Ksav? They say when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Lucas, first Lucas, Chazal tells us what happened to the Osios. Chazal tells us the Osios went up to Shemayim. The Luchas were broken, but the Osios went up to Shammai. Right, the Osios were there. The Torah Shebik Sav was there. Right? So it's the Torah Shebik Sav and the Torah Shebal Pez all together, and that's Kabbalah's Torah. So I stress that with you, Bacharim, in the yeshiva. You want to hear new things? I know everybody was excited about the Super Bowl. We'll talk for a month about the Super Bowl. The day after the Super Bowl, nobody talked about it anymore. It was old news, unless you happen to have his jersey that was stolen. Right? But it's old news. Nobody cares anymore. It's over. The world didn't change. The sun still rose. The sun still set. People got up in their cars. They went to work. Nothing changed in the world. People talked about it for hours and hours, and then it was over. It was over. You have to see that there's an eternal thing that you have and sit in front of you. The Gemara is a Chumashim. This is the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. This is eternal. This is something that you have a bond to. I want to strengthen you, Bachrim, that you should see that, how integral it is in your lives, and it should be the most important part. When you say Shema Yisrael, Merkabal Ol Malchus Shemayim, that this should be what you accept upon yourself. I want to wish all of you a good Shabbos. And you guys are off now, or you have another shiur now? What do you guys have now? Huh? You're off now? Okay. A good Shabbos, please.
You couldn't recognize
it. He was looking at me, and I put on a straight face because I knew if I just...